Soybean harvest reaches halfway. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The 2013 soybean harvest has really been a crop of a lifetime. We thought we had the crop, best crop we'd ever had, 2012, but this year's crop is just a little bit better in our area.
Robertson County soybean farmer Willis Jepson says despite the already long season, he'll take it if the yields on his soybean crop keep putting out the numbers they are this year.
Single crop beans are going to average in the upper 60 to 70 bushels per acre. The double crop beans following barley are going to average right at 60, 55 to 60. And the double crop beans following the wheat are probably averaging the whole crop 50 to 55 bushels per acre.
Willis Jepson says it's been a great yield for both his soybeans and corn, and that's the sentiment for most farmers across the state. Extension leader in Lauderdale County, J.C. Dupree.
We are on the downside of harvesting corn. We do not have all the corn out of the field by any means, but we are on the downside of that, and farmers right now are concentrating on beans. And, of course, all reports that I've heard, corn yields have been good, and soybean yield as well has been good.
One thing for sure, farmers still have a ways to go to finish the season. According to USDA's weekly crop progress report, soybean harvest is just over halfway across the state. Corn harvest is nearing the end at over 90% complete.
We will be harvesting soybeans and cotton, I'm sure, in the middle of December, and that's almost unheard of, but there's no doubt in my mind the combine will still be in the field. But, you know, that's getting late. I mean, that's real late.
Still a lot of harvest left, but great yield so far for our farmers for corn and soybeans. Only about a third of the cotton crop picked, and yields are all over the board. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.